Now, I happen to have a new TV programme that starts tonight on BBC One at 10:40. Here is a little taster.
Now, I bet you didn't know this, but in 2019 and 2020, there'll be a whole host of new regulations for drivers, including the scrapping of the 45 mile an hour speed limit if you've just had your test, and you can apply for your provisional from when you're 16 and a half. You've all got your licences except for Ash, yes? Do you think, is it getting harder for people to get their tests now?
No.
Did you get your test the first time?
No, it took me 18 times to get the theory.
What?
No.
I thought you were going to say 8, but 18's much worse.
But even I even like had to think about what I was wearing and stuff in my driving.
Why?
Because you didn't know if you were going to get a female or a male.
Oh, oh no, Orla.
So when you passed, what were you wearing?
A bikini.
It's called Hot Right Now. It's on BBC One tonight at 10:40, and I do have reinforcements in it. I'm joined by Gemma Garr. Good morning to you, Gemma.
Good morning, Finny.
How are you?
I'm very well. I was a wee bit nervous coming in because I was listening, and I just thought, I hope he does not ask me about Brexit.
I might ask you yet.
Please don't.
It's still early. So Gemma's on the show with me, Rebecca Maguire, Ashley Coyle and Orla McAllister as well. Now, I want you to try and sell this programme. So why should people watch it?
Oh, God, you should have brought Orla in to sell it.
No, she just try and sell her own brand of Orla. What's it about?
It's a brand new show. It's what's hot right now in Northern Ireland. Why are people coming to Northern Ireland? We've got so many tourists coming. Great country. And if you love our wee country, you should tune in tonight at 10:40.
It's all about challenges as well.
Yes.
You had a few challenges.
I did.
They're very funny about what we're allowed to say and what we're allowed to talk about.
Yes.
Tonight... there's a festive challenge, right? This is the one that worried me the most because I didn't know what was happening, and now it's going to sound like we're talking in code until... but let's just say I have to wear an unusual outfit.
You do indeed. I was very proud of you.
I wasn't, and I'm not sure my dad will be when he watches it tonight.
Have you warned your family about that, Benny? No,
well, I was very vague about it. But there are different challenges throughout the programme. So, for example, we did set the transfer test.
Yes, that was very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, because we're talking then afterwards about the pressure on young people. We also, you were sent to work. Finally got a day's work out of Gemma Garrett in one of Belfast's new hotels for the day.
I was indeed, yes, it was... interesting.
Yeah, and yeah. It's all about, I guess, the different things that many of us take for granted. They come into our lives every day, like the you know, your transfer test that your kids might be doing, tourism in Northern Ireland, and how that impacts us all.
Of course. Going back to the transfer test, I mean, I did set the 11 plus when that's when it was called, and it's a different test now. It's much harder, I believe, now.
Did you feel pressure?
I was really under pressure because not only were we sitting it at short notice, but also we're doing it in front of the nation.
You were worried. See, I wasn't worried about what people would think. I really wasn't.
Really?
But I did find it difficult time-wise with the mask one. I really struggled and I missed out about a quarter of the test.
Yeah.
And I went into that thinking, I'm in my 30s. This will be no problem because, you know, this is something that 11-year-olds do.
Yeah.
We actually have a caller on the line who might be watching tonight. Norman in Bangor. Good morning to you, Norman.
Morning, Vanny.
Now, I know you usually watch things like that Naked Attraction programme on Channel 4 that you keep accidentally coming across.
Oh, I love it.
Are you going to watch this show tonight, Norman?
Yes, Vanny. I will be watching tonight. Congratulations on your new show.
Are you watching for me or are you watching for Gemma?
Norman, we all have our clothes on tonight now.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, you're so good looking anyway.
Oh, thank
so
you.
I'll watch it.
You better. I want you to watch it, Norman, and then give me a critique of what you think.
I will, Vanny. If I have to criticise it, I'll criticise it, as you know as well.
You're so
good. And if it's good, I'll tell you how good it is.
Did you enjoy filming it, Gemma? Because I think sometimes the perception of what things will be like can be different from reality.
Oh, no, I really enjoyed spending time with all you guys. Wouldn't want to be going on holiday with you anytime soon. But no, it's a good group of people, and I think we've got big personalities and different personalities, so
yeah.
It was good to spend time with.
So, if you were to axe one of the four girls from the show, now, this is a rhetorical question just before you actually blurt out Orla, who would you chop?
Well, given
I'm totally joking. You don't have to actually answer. That could have been really dangerous there.
No,
are you mouthing Orla to me now?
No,
is that
I'm not.
What you're saying?
No, I would definitely sack you. I was going to say, given what's going to be shown tonight, you could pass for one.
Yes. So it's a late night TV talk show. It's a panel show with the four girls and myself. There's some discussion on it. There's a bit of fun. And there's me dressed like a complete idiot at the end. So it's called Hot Right Now. It's on BBC One tonight at 10:40. And if you miss it, it will be, of course, on the iPlayer or repeated on BBC Two Sunday at 11:30.